Hi, everybody. I would like to share with you something which is quite important. Many people ask me, you know, if we get to the bottom line of everything, what's the purpose of reincarnation? Why? So I found that in Akdama Chet is the chapter 8 from Rabbi Isaac Luria, Gate of Reincarnation. And I would like to read it to you and translate it into English so we can have discussion. בעניין גלגול נשמות. למה מתגלגלים? Why you have to be reincarnated? Beautiful question. So it's exactly what you send me an email, so I'm very happy to answer it. דע כי הנשמות יתגלגלו לכמה סיבות. The reincarnation will happen for a few reasons. One, לפי שעבר על איזו עבירה מעבירות שבתורה, we know there is a commandment or suggest within the Torah of things you should be doing or things you shouldn't be doing. Should be doing mean, for example, helping each other, loving each other. You shouldn't be doing, don't steal, don't kill. Okay, so there is about 600, not about, there is 613 mitzvot, precept. So if a person is commit a crime over one of those 613, he has to come back in another lifetime to correct it, letaken. Second reason, so again, the first reason, if you did something, a crime, and you have to cleanse it. That's the first reason of reincarnation. Second reason is you forget to do one of the mitzvot, one of the precepts that need to be doing. Okay? So for example, the person was too cheap, he never gave a charity. So he didn't commit a crime by not giving it, but he was missing good thing he can be doing. You know? Or a person was working in a subway and or have a certain job that he cannot really go and volunteer that much. But we know that the volunteers and help people, it's a kind of a good thing to do. It's a mitzvah. Kimilut chasadim. So if a person couldn't be doing it, he has to come back next lifetime to do it. So the first reason, if a person did something negative, the first reason of reincarnation, if a person did something negative, the second reason of person need to be reincarnated, if the person is missing good thing that need to be done, what we call mitzvah, all right? And it explained the third reason that they come for others so he can direct them and teach them. So the third reason, of course, is more noble, is more elevated, when he come only or she come only for the sake of other people. So the first reason, say the Rivine Arishona, he karov lachet kivash batra chata. The first reincarnation has to do with the person has to be reincarnated because he commit a crime, so he come to fix it. The second is he's not going to make a crime because he only missing one mitzvah, one good thing that he didn't do. So he come back just to do it. And the third one, we don't have to worry about him at all that he will commit a crime because he's only here to volunteer. So what do you think you are, the one who's listening to me? Are you feel you are here to correct negative thing you did? Are you feel you are here because you're missing few mitzvot, few good things that you should be doing? Or you're absolutely sure you are only here for others, right? And don't go into a fear of ego, because some people, when I ask them this type of question, they're afraid how people think of them. Like they will sound too much egomaniac to answer the third one. But it's nothing to do with egomaniac. It has to do with what do you think of yourself? You got to be real with yourself. When nobody listens to you, alone in the room, you should be asking that question. What are you doing here? What's your purpose God sent you to this life? Is it to correct the negative, to add positive, or to volunteer for others? So continue. Rabbi Isaac Luria adds something. And it says, כי לפעמים, התגלגל לקח את בת זוגו, כי לא זכה בראשונה לקחתה. So sweet what he says here. Another reason is last lifetime you couldn't be with your soulmate, So next lifetime you only come here to be with your soulmate. ופעמים שכבר לקח בת זוגו, אלה שחטא בזו עברה, הוא צריך להתגלגל לתקן אותה כנזכר למעלה. ואז אינו בא רק יחידי. So he say, sometimes because of the crime that he did last lifetime, even he had his soulmate last lifetime, then he come alone. He come alone. So when he come alone, it's not fun being alone correcting yourself. לכן אף על פי שהיא אינה צריכה להתגלגל, even, and the women wouldn't like this part, even she doesn't have to be reincarnate, מחזירים אשתו להתגלגל עמו. They ask his wife very gently to please join him so he can make it. בסוד ויצא אשתו עמו. In the secret of פרשת משפטים, that his wife gonna call out with him. If you remember, one of the section in Exodus called Mishpatim, when you talk about the laws of slavery, it's actually talk about the laws of reincarnation. ופעמים והוא שלא זכה בראשונה לקח בת זוגו, אמנם נתמנה לו אישה לפי מעשיו, כל נשמות האנשים שבעולם. אין משתי קרובה אליו כי אישה זו. Sometimes, he doesn't have the merit to meet his soulmate. So, the woman that he finds at that time is the best that he needs at that time. אף על פי שאינה בת זוגו ממש, even if it's not his soulmate, כאשר חטא והתגלגל מגלגלים עמו לאישה הזאת, אף על פי שהיא אינה צריכה לגלגול, ואף על פי שאינה בת זוגו ממש. Look at this, this is shocking for the women. You're right. What if the woman that come with him, she's not his soulmate, if she has still have to be reincarnated with him, the answer is yes. Now it sounds terrible, because it sounds like almost using women here, because the man can never make it by himself. So they choose a woman to come with him so this man can make it. Now that woman doesn't have to be his soulmate. She could be just a person who will be a perfect fit for that individual. And because of that, she has to come with him to help him. It's tremendous, tremendous secret. And Rabbi Isaac Luria continue. Oda, you need to know, ki yesh kama shorashim shel neshamot shenashu baklipot. Many of the roots of the soul fell to the klipa. Their wife, their soulmate, and their male, the man's soul, can come out of the klipot into this physical world. But their female can never come out of the klipot till the Messiah will come. Ay, ay, ay. Not very motivating news. והם עתה תבועות ומסורות בתוך הקליפות הנקבה, and they are in the depth of the dark side, and the Ari said, or Rabbi Chaim Vital said, I'm not sure what's the name, but there is a name he's giving here. And he continued, all the roots of Hur, the son of Miriam, their female will never come till the Messiah will come. Which means sometimes if you meet a man that never meet his soulmate, it's because the soulmate still in the dark side. That's explain men who want to stay single. Or that can explain also some of the men who don't want to be with a woman. The reason for that, because the real woman that belonged to them is not here. It's in the dark side, it's in the klipot. For whatever reason, for klipot, for negative action that they did. So the man is actually reincarnated and he's coming back. But the woman never come with him. That's kind of I would say depressing, because a person has to wait so many lifetimes. Now, why that person? Hur, if you know Hur, he was the son of Miriam. He was the only one who fight the negative force when they build the golden calf. So basically his soul was going to the bottom of the dark side because he was fighting with negativity. Even what he did was a noble behavior, noble act. So whoever come from him, the male will be born, but the woman will have to wait till the end. And Rabbi Isaac Luria say here, Ki gam Aaron ha-Kohen, Aaron, the high priest, lo nasa bat zugo. He didn't marry to his soulmate. Ki hu karov leshorosh nishbatchu, bna shel Miriam. Because Aaron was close to Hur, the son of Miriam. Achoto kavu arzenu. And that's why he couldn't marry his soulmate. And we know that Aaron and Hur experienced together the golden calf and all the fight against the two sons of Bilam, the two sons of the negativity. But Hur went and fight and die. And Aaron tried to negotiate in a political way using the gold of the women so he can buy some time till Moses comes from the mountain so they will not have to do the golden calf. But still, things didn't work out as we wanted to work out, unfortunately. That's why he couldn't marry his soulmate. So for me, we learn also about women, that the women, if we think about women, the reason women, according to Rabbi Isaac Luria, are very powerful in this lifetime is because those are the women who refuse to give the gold to build other gods like the golden calf. So that's why they come in this lifetime. And I know some of you thinking that they want too much gold or diamond, but they come into this lifetime actually to help their husband, their men, to become more spiritual. So that's a short things about the people who ask me about what's the purpose of reincarnation and what's the type of reincarnation. So I had to share that with you. Thank you very much.